You're listening to Real World News.
On Sunday morning, hundreds of people marched from La Villa Campesina's camp in Cancun to Plaza de la Reforma. The goal of the mobilization is life and climate justice, and to remember Lee Kyung-hai, the activist that died during WTO negotiations. Different Mexican and international organizations participated in the march, denouncing the market mechanisms pushed at the official negotiations on climate change. One of these organizations, Jobs with Justice, member of the Grassroots Global Justice Alliance delegation, had banners written red inside a forbidden sign. Let's now listen to the interview with Camila Viveiros, Executive Director at Jobs with Justice from Rhode Island.
My name is Camille Viveiros. I'm the director of Jobs with Justice, and I'm here as part of the Grassroots Global Justice Delegation.
Why are you here?
We're here to oppose REDS and other market-based solutions to climate change. We think that the people most directly affected by climate change should be the ones that are dictating the solutions. We need grassroots solutions that involve and include indigenous people, workers, communities of colors, and oppressed people around the world.
What is your opinion about the official negotiations that are taking place here at Cancun?
Until the negotiations put front and center workers and oppressed people, that there won't be any viable solutions. We can't let corporations and governments with a failed track record of working with indigenous people, of respecting workers' rights and respecting the earth, dictate our solutions.
Thank you so much. Do you want to add something?
Today on the streets, we see that our movements are growing, they're coming together, that despite the pollution, despite the colonization, that we're getting stronger, our voices are undeniable, and today is just another moment where our movements are rolling together, are building together. So I have confidence that eventually that it's inescapable that the earth and our people are going to be able to be the ones that dictate the solutions over the voices of corporations and political officials that don't represent us.
The demands of the demonstrators included the fulfillment of agreements established at the People's Conference held in Cochabamba, Bolivia, early this year. La Villa Campesina has been following these conferences for years, and now we have decided to promote the mobilizations in defense of Mother Earth after Cochabamba, where we agreed with President Evo Morales to strengthen the struggle for the rights of Mother Earth. So this is the aim of this demonstration, to defend Mother Earth, climate, small-scale agriculture, and demand the rich countries to stop global warming since they are endangering humankind, said the leader of the Honduran Resistance and coordinator of La Villa Campesina Central America, Rafael Alegría, in an interview with Real World Radio. Meanwhile, Isaac Rojas, Friends of the Earth International Forest and Biodiversity Program Coordinator, said to Real World Radio that the Environmentalist Federation was participating in the march called by their main strategic ally, La Villa Campesina. He also said that the aim was to remember the South Korean activist Lee Kyung-hai, who sacrificed himself during the protests in Cancun against the negotiations of the WTO on September 10, 2003. In that opportunity, the social movements prevented the Doha agenda from moving forward, and today, inside the UN Framework Convention, there are discussions again about awful practices of the WTO, such as negotiating final texts in small groups, thus eliminating the multilateral nature of the UN and also democracy. This was denounced in Copenhagen, and there were rumors that the same would happen in Cancun, which the Mexican chair denied, said Rojas, who also regretted that the COP was taken over by mercantilism through, for instance, the promotion of carbon markets. This is why he pointed out that Friends of the Earth was present in the demonstration to promote real solutions to climate change, such as food sovereignty. At the end of the march and in the place where the South Korean activist was going to be commemorated, Olegario Carrillo, leader of the National Union of Independent Regional Peasant Organizations, UNORCA, from Mexico, highlighted that the demands of the peasant movement included that the government adopted the agreements held in Cochabamba, which implied a radical reduction of emissions that caused climate change. We continue fighting, supported by law and reason, because we cannot allow the lack of responsibility by governments subordinated to imperialism, governments subject to the G8 that are killing life and killing the planet. All the members of La Villa Campesina International, UNORCA, and other organizations are here where the UN ministers are meeting to negotiate. We are here to ask them to be responsible and to think about the people, not about the profits and the interests of transnational corporations, said the PESEN leader.
You're listening to Real World News.